great changes. Deaths and marriages make great changes. That's what they used to say, in a general way, not specific to the famine. There were too many deaths then. They were too close. Dying was a failure. That wasn't spoken of. It was lived out of. It cut a deeper line of before and after than independence, the change from rulers to leaders. It removed or erased so many. It changed Ireland. It changed land ownership from up and down to the middle. The strong farmers rose. Their cattle conquered crops. Marriages were made to unite fields. In a domestic commerce, resources were invested for the future in a son, and a son, a priest for good measure, was a measure of success. Women served purposes. Their speaking was sanctioned in self-betraying confessions to oppressive clergy. Their lives went to the farms, their love to the productive sons. Their marriages were fodder for literature. The absolution of lost knowledge comes slowly on the land. Roots grow from our feet. My grandfather struck a man who, in drink, accused my forebears of the theft of fields from his forebears after the hunger. In the Cromwellian phrase of West Limerick, my grandfather fauled him. Who will know now in that place the story or the truth? These many years later, we appear to be recovering from that disease of the blood, the fear of want. The roots growing from our feet are shorter. We can love and leave the land. There are changes.